You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. In 2006, St. Luke's Magic Valley Health Foundation established the Children with Special Needs Fund. This fund provides financial support for things like therapy, maybe special equipment, family counseling. And this is for families with children up to the age of 18 years old who have disabled children. Just in the last few years, this program has helped more than 400 children who live in the Magic Valley. Joining us live on the phone from Twin Falls is Dawn Soto. She is the executive director of the St. Luke's Magic Valley Health Foundation. Dawn, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
For people who are not aware of your foundation, give us a quick background of what your foundation is.
Oh, sure. The foundation was established a little over 30 years ago, and originally it was established to help raise money for education for the nursing staff in the Magic Valley, because funds were not really there for that. So the doctors at the time actually started donating so that their nurses could get further education. And over time, it has morphed into something much bigger and much, I think, better, because we're helping so many more people. We still have education funds available, but now we're helping patients in the cancer suite area, pediatric area. We even have a fund that helps dogs or pets for people who are on hospice. So it's wide-reaching, and it helps just lots of people.
And, you know, we've actually talked about that program right here on our show about the pets with people that go through hospice care in the Magic Valley. So talk to us then about the Children with Special Needs Fund and why you created this fund.
Okay. It was established in 2006, as you've said, actually established by a third-party fundraiser. Some really great and caring physical therapists started the fund because they saw the need of the children coming in needing therapy and the hardship that was putting on families. And so they held what was called a bridge festival that they held with Miles Dasher, who is known in these parts for jumping off of the bridge a record amount of time in a 24-hour period. So they held a bridge festival and raised money to start that fund. And we've had an overwhelming response of people who also want to help. So they've contributed throughout the years as well.
And so you mentioned you cover things like therapy, but also family counseling, even respite care, correct?
Yes, it can cover a multitude of things, from anywhere from speech therapy, occupational therapy, to orthotics, different pieces of equipment, behavioral therapies. We see a lot of behavioral health issues these days. It's prevalent everywhere in the Magic Valley, and so getting in to those early therapy sessions, I think, has been something that we've really wanted to reach out and help with. So for behavioral health issues, we can use it for that. And other things, you know, when I do the fundraising part of things, I learn so much about the availability and the odd things that are out there. And part of the problem with the children with special needs families is that insurance or Medicaid doesn't cover all of the costs that are needed. They may only cover a portion of the specialized car seat that's needed, and those car seats can run anywhere from $700 to $1,500 or higher.
Wow.
And they don't grow. So as your child grows, you need a bigger car seat. And Medicaid may not cover the entire cost of that. So we're able to help with things like that.
So who is eligible for this assistance, and how do they find out about it?
Well, they have to be referred by a physician or a PA, a physician's assistant. So there's some criteria that they have are signed off by a medical clinician. We don't make the determination of what their needs are. Right. So that part is taken care of by the clinician. We just make sure that what they're asking for is appropriate to that fund. And they're capped at $1,000 per child per year. And that's just so that we can help as many children as possible.
We're speaking with Dawn Soto. She's the executive director of the St. Luke's Magic Valley Health Foundation. We're talking today about the Children with Special Needs Fund that was put into place in 2006 to help children in the Magic Valley who have special needs. And Dawn, we should mention, too, that you do not provide payment for things like deductibles or copays. And why did you make that decision?
Because St. Luke's is a not-for-profit hospital. We have charity care available. In fact, the hospital pays millions and millions of dollars in charity care to help folks with their bills and their payments. Our patient financial services will work with any patient to help take care of those types of things. So we've just made the decision to try to help with things that insurance wouldn't cover and things that would bring a quality of life to a child. We have one little gal that we were able to help fund a little UPSI, and it's a kind of like a backpack thing that she sits in, and it ties around her father's waist. She faces outwards. She's 2 years old and paralyzed, so she faces outwards, and she can walk that way by being strapped to her father, and she's absolutely adorable. But those are the types of products that insurance won't cover. So we want to bring joy and light and a higher quality of life for these children, and this is the way that our board and our team has decided to do it.
And in just the last 4 years, you've given out more than $150,000 in assistance, but you want to take this farther, correct, and start an endowment?
Yes, that is correct. We went through the funds fairly quickly in the last three and a half years, $168,000. And it's great. We don't want to hold on to the money. We want to help as many children as possible. So our board has committed to raising $500,000, with $100,000 going into an endowment that will be invested, and the interest off of that will be used every year in perpetuity to leave a legacy and to help children long past you and I are here. So that's kind of pretty powerful.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us today about this fund. Our guest today, Dawn Soto, she is the executive director of the St. Luke's Magic Valley Health Foundation. And you can actually see a video of the little girl that Dawn talked about with the UPSI on our website later on today. We'll have that up. So make sure you take a look at that. Dawn, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this fund.
Yes, absolutely, and was happy to do it. And thank you for spreading the word. Not only do we want people to donate to it to help children, but we also want those families who need that help to inquire about it. So they should be talking to their physicians or nurses about it.
Thanks, Dawn. Up next, a local fantasy author is getting set to go to Comic-Con. Yep, Comic-Con. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.